And a pleasant good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference women's basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Dakota State Lady Tees. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 0-1, while Dakota State is 1-1 this season. The Dort College Defenders, a loss to Northwestern of Minnesota in their most recent outing on Saturday, while the Lady Tees are 1-1 after splitting action this past weekend at a classic hosted by Grandview. This year's team is averaging 77 points per game while allowing 74 for the Lady Tees. They're based in Madison, South Dakota. They're converting 41% of their field goals, and they convert 28% of their three-point shots. Lady Tees converted 77.6% of their free throws last weekend and out-rebounded teams 39.5 to 38.5. Brianna Olson scores 19 points per game and converted 12 of 21 field goal attempts this weekend and snagged 3.5 rebounds per game. Courtney Holstein scored 15.5 points per contest, and Kendra Landblad knocked down 9 points per game and had 6 assists. Lindsay Vogel scores 8 points per game with 4 rebounds. Cherie Galbraith is the top rebound over the 9.0 average. For the Dort College women, they were 11-19 last season. They were 9-1 in non-conference play. They lost to Northwestern of the Twin Cities 76-75. In that contest, Dort College led by as many as 13 in the second half. Northwestern came back in the closing minutes and got the go-ahead point from the free throw line with under 10 seconds left to win it. Dort converted 12 of 33-point shots and out-rebounded the hosts 41-37. Paige Angbers and Cassidy Vredvoet each had 15 points. Vredvoet had 9 rebounds, I should say. Last year, Abby Chapman was the top returning scorer. I should say she is the top returning scorer at 12.5 points per game. Kim Cruz averaged 10.5 points per game with 5.9 rebounds and played in 24 games last season. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. So we are just about set to take the lid off the women's portion of the doubleheader this evening. Dort College in their home whites, black numbers trimmed in yellow. Dakota State in the road blacks, navy numerals, navy lettering, and gold numerals, and they are trimmed in white. Dort College controls the opening tip. They pass it over to Chapman. Chapman three, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst, and Holst is fouled on the play on the putback. Micah Holst will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to go on Galbraith. Galbraith whistled for the personal foul here at the 9:50 mark of the first quarter. Back to my high school days of covering athletics when we were in quarter play. Women's basketball has gone to four quarters of 10 minutes each, or four periods of 10 minutes each. First free throw by Micah Hulse, no good. She's got another one on the way. She made 1 of 4 against Northwestern. She is 1 for 2 this afternoon as she makes the first, or I should say makes her second free throw attempt. Dort College leads 1-0. Dakota State with their first possession. Pass goes over to Holstein. Holstein feeds it down into the post to Walford. Walford kicks it back outside on the baseline to Brianna Olson. Olson down to the baseline. Shovels it outside. Ball's tapped out and controlled by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman feeds it ahead to Paloma. Alyssa Paloma passes right side. Chapman on the wing. Chapman to Braidvoet. Braidvoet gives it up Cruz. Cruz left wing. Paloma back out to Chapman. 20 to shoot on the shot clock. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz goes right corner. Vredvoet. Vredvoet gives underneath to Holst. Holst basket. Good. Michael Holst with the two-point bucket, and the Dort College Defenders lead 3-0. 3-0 our score. Dakota State basketball. They feed it down into the post, and it's taken away on the help defense by Alyssa Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma ahead to Vredvoet. Vredvoet down to the baseline 10 feet out. Double team. Tries to kick it out. Gets it away to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Nothing there. 12 feet out. Comes back right side. It gives to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. 15 to shoot. Looking for Paloma at the free throw line. Paloma on the elbow. And she travels with the basketball. Turnover back to Dakota State. Dakota State will have the basketball. So Dakota State with the basketball. 3-0 our score. 8:43 left to go. First quarter. With the basketball is Olson. Olson crossing over against Cruz. Comes back right side. Gives it up to Galbraith. Galbraith spots up three for the tie. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Braidvoat. Braidvoat, Palama. Palama, diagonal pass, Cruz. Cruz underneath Hulse, and it's tapped away out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball underneath. Kim Cruz with it left on the left baseline. Cruz, a junior from Hull, passes to Chapman. Chapman jumper good from 17, left wing. Abby Chapman with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 5-0. 5-0 our score. Into the front court with it is Olson. Olson comes out front to Walford. Walford with it in between the circles. Comes back to Lindblad. Lindblad with it on the right side. Lindblad spin move into the lane. It's stepped away and taken by Palama. Alyssa Palama with it into the front court. Palama reverses to Braidvoat. Braidvoat muscles it up. Blocked by Galbraith. Rebound taken away by Courtney Holstein. Holstein feeds it ahead with the basketball. Left side down to the baseline. Working it is Olson. Olson shot no good. Rebound taken away by Galbraith. Galbraith shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State basketball. Dakota State driving in. Right side no good, but a foul called on Alyssa Palama. Palama whistled for the personal with 7:39 remaining in the first quarter. And two free throws on the way for Kendra Lindblad. Lindblad whistled, will go to the free throw line for two free throws here. First free throw on the way for Lindblad is off the heel, no good. She was 5-for-5 over the weekend. Misses the first shot attempt. She's got another one coming. 7:39 left to play here in the first quarter. Second free throw is on the way. This one's up and down. Kendra Lindblad makes one of two. Dakota State is on the board. They trail 5-1. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
The Dort College atmosphere is...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders with the basketball after Dakota State scores their first bucket of the day, or I should say the first point of the day. Turnaround by Hulse, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. And coming up with it is Walford. Walford feeds it ahead. Right side pass, Olson, Brianna Olson. They feed it underneath, and we've got an over-the-top foul called on Micah Hulse. Hulse did not get around on the play, but rather reached over the top, and with 7:19 left to play in the first quarter, Dort College has been rung up for their second personal foul. At 5, it'll be bonus time. And Abby Chapman commits a foul on the inbounds play with 7:18 remaining. So just like that, Dort College, three fouls. And again, one of those rule changes, five fouls in a quarter, results in double bonus time in women's basketball this year. Pass goes left side, Dakota State with the basketball. Lady Tees with it, Galbraith. Galbraith feeds it underneath, shot on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Brianna Olson, but she steps on the baseline as she dribbles it out. It will be Dort College basketball. Chapman is out, checking in is Angbers. Also checking in for the defenders, Newman. And checking out of the contest is Braidvoat. Dort College basketball leading 5-1. Pass goes over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Lob pass underneath Hulst. Hulst with the right hand, good. Michael Hulst with 5 first half points. Dort College leads 7-1. 7-1 our score, 6:45 remaining. Pass left side with the basketball is Lindblad. Lindblad feeds it underneath to Galbraith. Galbraith puts it up. No good. They're going to wave it off. She actually got the shot to go, but she traveled before she got the shot up off of the glass, and the Dort College defenders lead 7-1. 7-1 our score. Dort College basketball. Palomo picks up her dribble. Tough spot to pick it up. She'll get hassled out there. Gets it away to Hulst. Hulst on the left side. Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers, a three-point specialist, had 5 3-pointers against Northwestern on Saturday. Cruz goes to Newman. Newman right elbow. Emily Newman with the basketball at the top of the key. Comes back left side over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz lob pass underneath for Hulst. Hulst can't track it down. Turnover defenders. It will be Dakota State basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Three-point basket from the corner by Courtney Holstein, and Dakota State has their first field goal of the day. It's 7-4, 5:45 left to play first quarter. Right side pass over to Cruz. Kim Cruz looking cross-court. finds Paloma. Paloma down to the baseline. Two players around her. Fires it outside. Ingbers. Ingbers lets fly. Three. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Coming up with the basketball is Holstein. Holstein into the front court. Holstein with it on the right wing. Holstein goes with the jumper. No good. Inside position and put back, though, for Madison Walford. Walford with a two-point bucket. It's 7-6. 7-6 our score. Left side pass Newman. Newman gives it up Ingbers. Ingbers pass out front. Intended for Paloma. Taken away by Dakota State. Missed shot. No good by Olson. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Holst is out. Braidvoet is in. Blunt is in. Cruz checks out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Newman, Blunt, Braidvoet, Ingbers, and Paloma. For Dakota State, Kennedy Wagner, Kendra Lindblad, Olson. I beg your pardon, Lindblad is now out. With the left hand shot, no good by Cherie Galbraith on her post move on the block. Pass out front, Ingbers. Ingbers three, rattles it, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Blunt to Paloma. Paloma goes underneath for Braidvoet. Braidvoet shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Newman. Newman back over to Paloma. Paloma goes right side, Braidvoet. Braidvoet shot, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on Dort College and Cassidy Braidvoet. 4:38 left to play in the first quarter, and that is foul number one on Braidvoet. 4:38 remaining. First quarter of action. Dort College leading 7-6. Dort College in a bit of a dry spell here. Dakota State basketball. This is Courtney Holstein. Holstein goes left side over to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner comes back over to Walford. Walford at the top of the key, guarded there by Newman. Feed underneath. Ball is tapped and controlled by Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt goes over to Alyssa Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma comes back out front, and her pass is taken away by Holstein. Dort College, trouble with the turnover bug right now, and the Dort College defenders have to get ball control. With it is Kendra Wagner for Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. 7-6 our score. 7-6 the score. Dakota State jumper, Wang, good. Two-point bucket by Madison Walford. Walford with the two-point bucket, and Dakota State has run off seven unanswered. And they lead now 8-7. Robin Blunt feeds underneath Braidvoet. Braidvoet on the right baseline. Braidvoet looking for Blunt. We've got a hold called against Kennedy Wagner. Wagner whistled for the personal. Kennedy Wagner called for the personal foul with 3:36 left to go in the first quarter. 8-7, Dort College down a point. For the defenders, been a tough go of it offensively the last 3 or 4 minutes. Pass goes into Braidvoet. Braidvoet shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Kelsey Little for Dakota State. With 3:36 remaining in the first quarter, Braidvoet will go to the free throw line and will shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for Braidvoet. Braidvoet shooting the third and fourth free throw of the night for the defenders, her first and second. Michael Holst previously 1-for-2. Braidvoet ties it up 8-8. A second free throw coming here for Cassidy Braidvoet. Braidvoet, a sophomore. This one's up and off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Michael Holst. Holst comes away with the offensive rebound. Shot on the way. Kim Cruz drills the three, and Dort College leads 11-8. 3:27 left to play here in the first quarter. Dort College on defense, right side pass. This is Little. Little with it on the wing. Little picks up her dribble, guarded there by Braidvoet. Dump it underneath, and Robin Blunt's going to be called for a foul from behind. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal with 3:11 left to play in the first quarter, and that means double bonus time for Dakota State from here on out. That's the rest of the quarter, and then it resets to zero with the new quarter. No more one-and-one opportunities, all double bonus once you get to the five-foul threshold. First free throw by Wagner is good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up and good, and it's a one-point ball game, 11-10. Wagner makes both free throws, an 83% free throw shooter, and the Dort College defenders lead by a point. Pass goes underneath. With it is Blunt. Robin Blunt spins into the lane. Her two-point bucket is good. Dort College leads 13-10. Pass goes underneath, and the shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Braidvoet, I believe. Wait and get the indication. And it will go on Braidvoet. Braidvoet picks up her second with 2:51 remaining here in the first half, or the first quarter. Two free throws on the way for Dakota State's Kelsey Little. First one is good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Kelsey Little. 13-11 our score. 2:51 left to play first quarter. Second free throw is up and through, so Little makes both free throws. Dakota State now 5-for-6 from the charity stripe. And the Dort College defender lead is 1-13-12. Reach in foul on the other end, Cassie Jones. 2:44 remaining. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Three-point line extended from the top of the key. Cruz gets the return pass from Robin Blunt. Blunt on the right side. Blunt gets it back from Cruz. Layup good. The assist to Cruz, the bucket to Blunt. Dort College leads by 3, 15-12. Dakota State basketball. On the left side, Brianna Olson. Olson, they feed it down low. Post move by the guard. Underneath, Kennedy Wagner, no good. Rebound cleared out by the Dort College defenders and Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz passes out front. Robin Blunt. Blunt with it on the top of the key. Blunt's pass is taken away by Brianna Olson. Olson driving in, puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Robin Blunt, and that's number two on her. So Robin Blunt picks up her second personal foul in the process. Two free throws on the way for Brianna Olson. So two fouls on Blunt. That is the second player for Dort College to pick up a second foul. Blunt checks out, Palama checks in. On the floor for the defenders, Cruz, Palama, Hulse, Newman, and Chapman. Jones on the floor for Dakota State along with Wagner, Olson, Galbraith, and Little. Second free throw no good, so it remains 15-12. Pass goes underneath Hulse. Hulse lay in good. Micah Hulse with a two-point bucket. She's got 7. Dort College leads 17-12. 17-12 our score. Dump it down low, Little. Little shot no good, but a foul is going to be called on the play against Dort College and Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the personal, her first. 1:48 remaining, first quarter. It's team foul number 8 on the defenders thus far. So Dakota State's been in the double bonus for a while. Second free throw is on the way for Little. Little made the first one, has another one on the way, trying to trim it down to a three-point ball game, and she does. 4 points for Little. Dort College leads 17-14. Chapman, lob pass underneath to Hulse. Hulse puts it on the deck, fires it back out for Palama. Palama, Chapman. Chapman, free throw line, no good. Rebound controlled by Cassie Jones. Jones for the basketball. Cassie Jones with players in front of her. Spin move, puts it up with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz, 1:20 remaining first quarter. Pass goes left side, with it is Palama. Palama, head full of steam, kick out pass 3 on the way. Chapman short, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Abby Chapman will go to the free throw line, I believe, to shoot 3 if they rule it was on the shot, or did it come after the shot? Well, they say that she must have been inside the 3-point ring. So just a 2 free throw attempt here for Chapman. First one is up and good. Chapman's first free throw is up and through. She's got another one on the way. That foul was charged to Wagner and is her second. 1:17 left to play in the first quarter. Second free throw is up and good as well for Chapman. So Chapman now with 4 points. And the defender lead is back to 5, 19-14. Dort College matching their largest lead of the first quarter. 1:15 remaining, first period. Dakota State basketball with it on the right side is Little. Little drives the lane, and we've got a foul called on the play against the defenders. Foul's going to go on Emily Newman. Newman picks up her second personal. So Newman now with 2 fouls. She is the third Dort College player with three fouls. First free throw is up and good. Kelsey Little shooting her sixth free throw here. She's currently 5 for 5. She entered 2 for 4. Second free throw on the way is up. And that one's no good. So for the first time in 6 attempts, she has missed. And the defenders lead 19 to 15. Paloma picks up her dribble right wing. We've got a foul, or pardon me, we've got the official calling for an injury timeout. Kim Cruz shaken up on the play. She will leave the floor. Abby Chapman will check in. So Chapman will check in for Cruz. Emily Newman to inbound the basketball. Newman throws it in over the top to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma puts it on the deck against Jones. Puts it up in traffic. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Cassie Jones with 56 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And at this rate, neither team's going to have players left on the floor by the end of the ballgame. Alyssa Paloma to shoot two free throws. First one on the way is up and through. She's got another one coming. This will be the eighth free throw shot by the defenders here in the first quarter. Thus far, they are 5 for 7. And now 5 for 8, but Hulst gets the offensive rebound, but she's called for a foul in the process. And with 55 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Dort College now has 4 players with 2 fouls each. Shady Yeager is going to check into the ballgame. So DeAger will check in after the first free throw. Cherie Galbraith shooting the free throws. First one is good. Another one on the way. Hulse checks out of the ballgame. So a second free throw on the way for Galbraith, trying to make it a 3-point ball game. This one's up and good as well. So Galbraith makes them both. And the Dort College defenders lead 20-17, and we've got a foul on the other end. This one's going to go against Dakota State, and that's going to be foul number 2 on Kelsey Little. 55 seconds remaining in the first quarter. All totaled 17 fouls called thus far. Emily Newman shooting free throws. She makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. So Emily Newman shooting the second free throw, and Newman makes both free throws. She was 0 for 1 on Saturday, so good to see her knock a couple down. And the Dort College defenders have the 5-point lead, 45 seconds and counting. First quarter of play, down to the baseline, shot is no good, up the side of the backboard, rebound cleared out by Little. Little down on the baseline. Little comes back outside, shot on the way, it's up and good. 2-point bucket by Courtney Holstein, and the Dort College lead is 22-19. Shot clock and game clock difference negligible, 23 and less than a second difference. Pass goes down low for DeAger. DeAger shot no good. Rebound Newman. Newman unable to get the putback through. Dort College leads 22-19. Dakota State with a chance at the end of the quarter with a possession. They can tie it with a 3. Pass goes to Galbraith. Galbraith to DeAger. DeAger shot no good. Rebound cleared by Chapman. 3 seconds. 2. Passes to Angbers. Angbers lets fly just inside the half-court line. It's up and through. 3-point basket by Paige Angbers. She lets it fly just inside the half-court stripe, and the Dort College defenders lead by a score of 25-19 as we go to the quarter break. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads 25-19. Paige Angbers hits a long 3. She was astride inside the half-court line when she let it go. And Paige Angbers, after getting a couple of good looks early in the contest, they rimmed out. She buries one from about 35. And the North College defender lead at the end of one quarter is 25-19. Dort College in the first quarter, 8 of 18 from the field for 44%, 7 of 10 on free throws, 33%. Dakota State, 13 rebounds to Dort College's 12, turnovers, Dakota State 6, Dort College 5. We start the fourth quarter, or pardon me, the second quarter. Pass goes underneath Galbraith. Galbraith turns, working against Braidbode. Kicks out to Lindblad. Lindblad, three, not good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Chapman gets it ahead to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Dort College up 25-19 here at the start of the second quarter. Paloma dribbles in, draws double team. Kick out pass, Chapman. Chapman shot no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. Dakota State, they dump it underneath, and Little with another two-point bucket. Kelsey Little with 7 points, her first field goal of the day. And the Dort College defenders lead 25-21. 25-21 our score. Abby Chapman inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Chapman feeds it in over the top. Angbers. Angbers three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. Got the shot they wanted. You want Angbers shooting that three-pointer, especially as she's getting good looks at it. Not heavily contested. Dakota State back the other way. Dakota State misses on the offensive end. Dort College comes away with it. Braidvoet. Braidvoet into the front court. Goes over to Paloma. Paloma right side to Chapman. Well, we start over at zeros now on in terms of fouls. We start over at zeros, so no double bonus to start the quarters. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Kim Cruz to throw it in, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looks like Kim might have gotten hit in the side of the head earlier. Might have a shiner by the time the evening is over. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz comes back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Eight to shoot. Now five. Four. Paloma dribbles right. Gets a ball screen from Braidvoet. Feeds Braidvoet. Two on the shot clock. And Braidvoet unable to hang on to it. Kicks it out of bounds. It'll be Dakota State basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dakota State basketball. This is Vogel. Vogel has her pocket pick. Taken away by Paloma. Paloma in traffic. Good. Abby Paloma with 3 points, and the defender lead back to 6, 27-21. With it on the right side, they feed it underneath, and now a jump ball forced by Kim Cruz. So Cruz forces a tie-up. Madison Walford was tied up on the play. The Dort College defenders. Dort College defenders get the basketball back. So Dort College gets it back after the tie-up. With it on the right side is Chapman. Chapman looking. Feeds it back over to Newman. Newman at the free throw line. Newman back over. Right side it goes underneath to Braidvoet. Braidvoet might travel. Might have traveled, and she did. So Dort College led 25-19 at the end of the first quarter. Dort College leads by 6 right now, 27-21 as the two teams swapped buckets. Dakota State basketball, right side Holstein. Holstein feeds it underneath, and it's tipped out of bounds by Kendra Lindblad. Dort College player got a hand on it, and then it ended up out of bounds. So Dort College gets the basketball back. Dort College leading 27-21. Emily Newman inbounding the basketball. Newman gets it into Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma on the right wing out front to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz looking, goes left side over to Newman. Newman with it, looking top of the key to Chapman. Chapman shot on the way, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst comes away with it after it was tapped. Controlled by Paloma. Paloma, right side, Cruz. Cruz underneath. to Holst, and Holst is fouled on the play. And Micah Holst will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 27-21, Dort College leading by 6, 7-8 left to play first half. Micah Holst to shoot 2. First one on the way for Micah is up and off the heel, no good. Holst, a 25% free throw shooter entering the contest. Now, granted, we don't have a great sample size, just 4 free throw shot on Saturday. Free throw is up, and that one's off the side of the iron, no good. And score remains 27-21. 27-21, our score, 7 minutes remaining first half. Pass goes out front, Dakota State basketball. This is Lindsey Vogel. Vogel gives it up to Galbraith. Galbraith out front, Holstein. Holstein to Walford. Walford over the basketball. Walford to Olson. Olson down to the baseline. Her short jumper rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Paloma down on top of it. Can't maintain possession of it, though. Dort College unable to possess it. Here comes Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. Dakota State. Walford. Walford, right elbow. Lobs it underneath Galbraith. Galbraith with it. Holds her pivot foot. Working against Holst. Puts it up off the side of the backboard. No good. And Michael Holst will pick up her third personal foul in the process with 6:24 left to play in the first half. Free throws on the way for Cherie Galbraith. Galbraith to shoot a pair. Galbraith to shoot 2. 27-21 our score. First free throw is up and through. So Galbraith with 3 free throws today for all of her points. A second free throw coming. So second free throw is up, and that one's off the heel, no good, but the rebound corralled by Walford. Walford with a put back, good. 27-24, Dort College still up by 3. With the basketball, they look for Blunt. Blunt has to bounce out to the wing to get it. Robin Blunt puts it on the floor, down underneath the basket, muscles it up, shot no good as she put it up from the right side of the hoop. She got fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Madison Walford. Walford picks up her first. It's team foul number 1 of the second quarter. Well, jury's still out for me in terms of the rule changes that I've seen. Not sure how I feel about the 10-minute quarters. Definitely has a different feel to it. I do know my opinion on the double bonus at 5 fouls, though, in the quarter. Not a fan. Robin Blunt. Free throw on the way is up, off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College off the deflection. Kick out, Ingbers, Ingbers, 3, good. Paige Ingbers with the 3-point basket. Ingbers with 6, and the Dort College defenders lead at 30-24. Dakota State with the basketball. Pass comes right side, Galbraith. Galbraith with it, Dort College leading by 6, 30-24. Pass goes underneath, and we've got a push called on Alyssa Paloma. Paloma whistled for the personal with 5:43 remaining. And Dakota State will be inbounding the basketball. This is not a shooting foul. Everyone's lined up along the key as if it were. It is not. Dakota State will inbound the basketball. This will be Kennedy Wagner. Kennedy Wagner to inbound the basketball. Wagner. They dump it underneath. Shot is up and good. Kelsey Little with another 2. She's got 9. She had 3, an average of 3 points per game over the weekend. So she's been more of an impact this evening than anticipated. Robin Blunt, right elbow. Blunt squaring up. Puts it on the floor against Little. Fade away on the block. Good. Robin Blunt with 6 points. Dort College leads 32-26. 5:10 remaining first half. Dort College by 6. Pass goes right side. This is Galbraith. Galbraith has her pass taken away by Blunt. And Robin Blunt carries the basketball, unable to keep control of it. Dribble went too high. And the Dort College defenders turn it back over. Dakota State gets it back. So Dakota State with the basketball. Courtney Holstein with it. Holstein. Pass goes left side. Galbraith. Galbraith out front, Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner driving in, loses her footing, and it goes out of bounds, last touched by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4:48 remaining in the first half. Dort College 32, Dakota State 26. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz, her pass taken away, stolen by Olson. Olson driving in, reverse layup, good. Brianna Olson with a two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 32-28. 32-28, our score, 4:25 left to play first half. Kim Cruz out front. Cruz picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Lobs it over the top. That one's up for grabs, and it's taken away by Dakota State. Coming up with it is Galbraith. Galbraith on the left side. They dump it down low for Little. Little into the lane. Little puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on either Cruz or Blunt. Foul goes on Dort College and Robin Blunt. That's number three on Robin. 4:08 remaining in the first half. 32-28 our score. First free throw is up and good for Little. Little with 10 points so far. She leads all players. Second free throw by Little is good. So Little ...5'10 junior from Castlewood, South Dakota, with 11 first-half points. And the Dort College defenders, Abby Chapman, has it at the top of the key. Chapman feeds it down low for Braidvoet. Braidvoet underneath for Paloma. Paloma, reverse layup, good. Alyssa Paloma with 5 points. And the Dort College lead back to 4 at 34-30. 34-30, our score, Holstein. Holstein has it poked away by Ingbers. It's down on the floor. And now we've got a foul called at midcourt on the defenders. That's going to go on Cassidy Braidvoet. That's Braidvoet's third. So Braidvoet picks up her third personal with 3:33 remaining. Dakota State basketball, Brianna Olson. Olson on the right side. Olson working against Paloma. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma up the floor for DeJager. DeJager muscles it up. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Kelsey Little, and Little has just picked up her third personal foul. Oh, beg your pardon. They're going to call that on Galbraith instead. So Galbraith whistled for the personal foul. That's number two on her. 34-30, 3:19 left to go, first half. Dakota State down by four. Dort College shooting free throws. Shady Yeager, Jr., puts it up and down. So Shea with the free throw. 35-30 our score. Right side pass, three on the way, rattles, no good. Rebound taken down, though, by Kennedy Wagner. Wagner put back good. Two teams trading buckets. Dort College leads 35-32. Beg your pardon, so Dort College not trading buckets, only up three right now. After the one made free throw, Dort College on defense. Olson tries to muscle it through. It's taken away by Paige Angbers. Angbers with the basketball back over to Paloma. Paloma will take it across the timeline. And we've got a timeout charge to the Dort College defenders. Use it or lose it situation for the defenders. They'll use it here with 2:38 remaining. Back with more
Dort
after
College
this.
Is okay.
2:32 remaining here in the first half. Dort College leading 35-32. On the left side, they go to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared out by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball, bringing it up the floor. New player into the contest for the Lady Tees. That's number 21, Jordan Hansen. Count the hoop, and Little is fouled on the play. Who's the foul going to go on? So the foul goes on number two, Steffi Kennard. Kennard whistled for the personal with 2:11 remaining. Free throws by Little, up and good. So Little makes another free throw. Three-point play for Little. We're all tied up, 2:08 remaining, first half. Chapman out front, Engbers. Engbers left side, Kennard. Kennard, right side, Palama. Palama goes down low, right side pass. Three on the way is good for DeJager. I beg your pardon, for Engbers. Engbers hits the three. She's got nine, and the defenders retake the lead, 38-35. 38-35, our score. York College on the defensive end, and Brianna Olson gets a bucket. She's got four, and the defender lead back to one at 38-37. Turnover, York College. It is Dakota State basketball, 1:25 remaining. And another new player checking in for the York College defenders. This will be number 15, Jora Vanderhart. So Vanderhart checks into the contest with 1:21 left, first half. Shot on the wing, no good. Rebound cleared. Kelly Criddle missed that shot. York College gets the basketball. York College with it. Cruz, Cruz, left side, Kennard. Kennard to the cutter, Chapman. Chapman unable to handle it, too hot. And the ball is controlled by Dakota State. Little into the open floor. Little goes left side to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball back to Olson. Olson right side, three is good. Three-point basket by, I beg your pardon, two-point bucket by Dakota State. And that was that player that hadn't anticipated seeing, I believe, Criddle. Now Jordan Hansen. Jordan Hansen with a two-point bucket. Shot by DeJager, no good. And Dakota State leads at 39-38. 39-38, long pass over the top, and Dakota State is unable to maintain possession. Throw over the top, it'll be York College basketball. So Jordan Hansen moments ago with that three-point basket. Or two-point basket, beg your pardon. York College with the basketball. Last possession of the half if they want to play it that way. 39-38 Dakota State. Up by one, York College basketball. Palama across half court. No 5 seconds call anymore in college basketball. So Palama dribbles out front. She's hassled, and we've got a foul on the play called on Brianna Olson. Olson whistled for the personal with 10 seconds remaining. And that's team foul number three against Dakota State in this half. Or I should say in this quarter. Second inbounding will be Cruz. Dakota State still has a foul to give. They get it into Chapman. 9 seconds left. Eight. They go to Palama. Palama left side. Engbers. Engbers three. Good. Paige Engbers another three. She's got four. And the defenders retake the lead at 41-39, and that's how we go to the locker room. Engbers with her fourth three of the first half, and the York College defenders lead at 41-39. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First half statistics, York College 14 of 30, shooting from the floor, 46.7%. 5 of 13 on threes, 38.5%. 8 for 16 on free throws for 50%. Dakota State, 12 of 29 from the field, 41.4%. 1 for 4 on threes, 25%. 14 of 19 in free throws. And that comes out to 73.7%. Dakota State, 22 rebounds, North College, 18. Turnovers, Dakota State 13, York College 12. York College had 8 steals. Dakota State had 6. It was 25-19 York College at the end of the first quarter. Dakota State outscores York College 20-16 in the second quarter. And we arrive at halftime. Our score, York College 41, Dakota State 39. Back with a rundown of the individual scoring right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. First half numbers for Dakota State. They are led in scoring by Kelsey Littles, 14 points, 6 for Madison Walford, 5 by Courtney Holstein, 4 for Brianna Olson, 3 for Cherie Galbraith, 1 by Kendra Lindblad, 2 for Jordan Hansen. That's your total of 39 for Dakota State. For Dort College, 12 points for Paige Angbers on 4 of 7 shooting from beyond the arc. Micah Holst, 7 points, 5 for Alyssa Palama, 4 for Abby Chapman, 3 for Kim Cruz, 1 for Cassidy Vredvode, 2 for Emily Newman, 6 for Robin Blunt, and 1 for Shade Yeager for their total of 41 points. Dakota State is led in rebounding by Cherie Galbraith with 6 rebounds, 4 for Madison Walford, 3 for Kelsey Little, no one else with more than 2. Abby Chapman has 4 rebounds for the defenders. Micah Holst has 5. She's been in foul trouble, though. 2 rebounds each for Cassidy Vredvode, Emily Newman, and Robin Blunt. Micah Holst, Cassidy Vredvode, and Robin Blunt all have 3 fouls apiece on the defender side of the ledger. Kim Cruz credited with 3 assists in the first half. Abby Chapman with 3. 2 by Cassidy Vredvode. 3 steals for Alyssa Palama. 5 other players have 1 steal each. For Dakota State, Brianna Olson has 4 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
I came to...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading Dakota State at halftime, 41-39. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the second half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dakota State basketball down by 2. Trojans have it. They pass it down low. Kick out pass. Little. That's 5 of the 3. Good. Kelsey Little with 17 might be her night. Dort College trailing 42-41. Alyssa Palama drives the lane, double-teamed, loses the handle on it, picked up by Dakota State. Lady Tees for the basketball. Lady Tees with it out front. They go over to Little. Little on the right wing. Little passes it left side to Brianna Olson. Olson down to the baseline. Olson nothing there. Comes back to Galbraith. Galbraith's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dieger. Shea Dieger with the basketball. Dieger up the floor. It goes to Cruz. Kim Cruz driving the lane with the right hand. Lays it up. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Trojans with it. Kennedy Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner setting the offense. Gets it over to Little. Little goes left side over to Olson. Olson with the ball. Olson back to Little. Little, another 3. It's in and out, no good. That one was halfway down, pops back out. Dort College with the basketball, down a point. Dort College has trailed only on a couple different occasions. Kim Cruz lets 5 of the 3, not good. Rebound taken away by the Lady Tees. Kennedy Wagner with the basketball. Wagner on the right side. Wagner using upper dribble. They go back out front, kick out pass, left side, Olson. Olson down to the baseline, her shot in traffic, no good. Gets her own rebound back, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Galbraith. Galbraith fouled on the play, and she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul called on Dort College and number 21, Emily Newman, with 8:22 remaining. So Newman picks up her third personal foul, her first of the third quarter. She picked two up in the first quarter, went the second quarter without being whistled. And now DeAger checks out of the contest. Cruz will stay in. Newman checks out. And Kim Cruz definitely going to have a, well, it's already a shiner. She got hit. And in the first quarter, ended up leaving for a while. She's been icing the eye ever whenever she can when she checks out. Pass goes underneath Bergquist. Bergquist shot no good. Rebound taken away by Door College. By Dakota State. Dakota State leading 43-41. Door College has yet to score here in the second half. 8:05 remaining. They pass outside to Wagner. Wagner down to the baseline. Wagner reverses it. Drive into the lane. Kick out. Galbraith. Galbraith's short jumper 10 feet. Good. Sheree Galbraith with the two-point bucket. She's got six, and the defenders trail 45-41. Right side with it is Chapman. Chapman looking down low for Bergquist. Bergquist trying to hold her position, and it's tapped away from behind by Dakota State on the double-team help. Weak side help came over. Cruz will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They look. They get it in over the top. Palama. Palama three. Short, no good. Rebound off the bounce. Taken by Madison Walford. Walford to Wagner. Wagner on the right side. Wagner back to Walford. Walford gives into the corner. Olson. Olson free throw line. Walford. Walford lost it. And Chapman's going to be called for a personal foul. 7:27 left to play in the third quarter. Dakota State 45. Door College 41. For Dakota State, six unanswered to start the second half. Dakota State inbounding Wagner. Wagner with the basketball, gives it up Olson. Olson back to Wagner. Wagner three from the corner, not good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dakota State. Now it's down on the floor. Tapped away and controlled by Little. Little gets back outside to Olson. Olson thought about the three, instead drives the lane. Her shot not good. And the rebound is taken away by Door College. Coming up with it, the defenders. Palama, Palama, right side Chapman. Chapman underneath Bergquist. Bergquist shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Lindblad. Up the floor, Wagner. Wagner, no-look pass to Olson. Olson, right baseline, 15-footer, no good. Rebound Galbraith. Galbraith off of the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Door College and Kim Cruz. Cruz gets it up to Palama. Palama right side Chapman. Chapman with a basketball. Chapman on the right wing. Chapman to Palama. Palama underneath Bergquist. Bergquist unable to handle it. And it's taken back by Dakota State and Walford. Walford to Little. Little in traffic. Back to Walford. Walford on the block. Her short jumper is good. Walford with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 47-41. Dort College forced to use a timeout. Back with more after this. 47-41, our score. Door College down six. And the defenders need to find a way to stop the bleeding. Dakota State starting the second half on a 8-0 run. Our score, Dakota State leading by six, and the defenders need a bucket. 6:15 remaining, third quarter. Right side pass goes to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman goes right side over to Engbers. Engbers three, good. Paige Engbers, another three-point bucket. She's got five, and the Dort College defenders back within three at 47-44. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out long, and it's stepped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State and Brianna Olson. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will get it back. Dort College trailing 47-44. This one playing out pretty much as anticipated. Thought when I was doing my prep work for it that this was a pretty evenly matched contest. Hand check called on Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for the personal, her third. 5:44 remaining in the third quarter. Abby Chapman picks up her third personal. Alyssa Palama coming out of the contest, or was going to come out of the contest. Instead, they elect to bring Chapman out. Pass comes into Little. Little shot, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Paloma. Paloma right side, Blunt. Robin Blunt underneath. Reverses it back over to Engbers. Engbers on the left wing. Comes underneath DeJager. DeJager puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Dakota State. It'll be North College basketball and a free throw attempt for DeJager, as they say the foul came on the shot. Foul goes on Madison Walford with 5:27 remaining. Second free throw on the way for DeJager. Our first free throw on the way for DeJager is good. A second free throw on the way for DeJager. DeJager's free throw is up, and this one's good as well. So Shea DeJager with a couple of free throws. She's got 3 points this evening. And the North College defenders back to within a point at 47-46. 47-46, our score, 5:25 and counting, third quarter. With basketball up front is Wagner. Wagner goes over to Brianna Olson. Shot on the way. Oh, jump hook, right side, is good for Madison Walford. Walford with 10 points, and the defenders trail 49-46. Left side pass, Kim Cruz. Cruz out front to Engbers. Engbers picks up her dribble. They're guarding her more closely now after she hit her fifth three-pointer of the day moments ago. Alyssa Paloma right side, Cruz, 10 to shoot, now 8. Paloma puts it on the deck, pulls up from 17, finds DeJager. DeJager, 15-footer, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Dakota State. Lady T's up the floor with the basketball. They feed it underneath to Walford. Walford shot on the baseline, no good. Rebound controlled by Engbers. Page with the basketball. Page Engbers gets it ahead to Alyssa Paloma. Paloma right side. Paloma tries to feed it out to Robin Blunt, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be North College basketball. 49-46, Dakota State leading by three. North College basketball, though. Three-pointer here ties it. 4:28 remaining. With it out front, Paloma. That's in the third quarter. Michael Hulse back in the ballgame. Robin Blunt lets fly with a three-point bucket. And now Michael Hulse is going to be called for a travel violation after the offensive rebound. And our score stands 49-46. 49-46, our score. With a basketball, Dakota State. State with a basketball. This is Wagner. Wagner goes left side. It's Courtney Holstein. Holstein to Wagner. Wagner dumps it underneath. Shot on the way. Well, decided against the shot. Instead, they go back into Olson. Olson reverses it. Three on the way is good. Three-point bucket for Courtney Holstein. She's got 8. And the North College defenders trail 52-46. 52-46, our score. Paloma pass right side. Blunt. Gives it up, Braidvode. Braidvode, Paloma. Paloma, Cruz, Blunt. Blunt down to the baseline. 14 seconds remaining to shoot. And Blunt gets on the baseline, gets around her defender, lays it up good. Robin Blunt with 8 points. North College down 4, 52-48. Shot on the way, 3. Top of the key is good for Wagner. Wagner with 7, and the defenders trail 55-48. Dakota State started the half trailing 42-41. They've outscored They trailed 41-39. They've outscored North College in this quarter 16-7. Goes down low to Hulst, and Hulst is going to be called for an offensive foul. Hulst lowered her shoulder that time, gets called for the personal foul. 2:58 remaining in this quarter, and Hulst has just picked up her fourth personal. Dakota State will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. Dakota State with an opportunity to build on the lead. With 2:55 and counting, Dakota State basketball. What's left to go in the third quarter. Kick out pass, 3 on the way is up and good. And Dakota State feeling it now. Lindsey Vogel with a 3-point bucket. And Dakota State has opened up a 10-point lead, 58-48. with the basketball. Blunt. Blunt goes over to Newman. Newman with it on the left side. Newman with the basketball goes over to Palama. Palama into the corner. Cruz. Cruz three-pointer. Good. Kim Cruz with the three-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders trail 58-51. Left side pass, Brianna Olson. Olson, two-point bucket answering for Dakota State. They reversed it. She got the two-point basket to go off of the glass. And the defenders trail 60-51. Robin Blunt lets fly with another three. Rebound is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be North College basketball. ...60-51 our score. Dort College down by nine. Dort College inbounding the basketball. This will be Kim Cruz throwing it in. Cruz left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cruz gets it in. Comes right side over to Palama. Palama three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota State and Kendra Lindblad. Lindblad with the basketball. Lindblad pass over the top, goes to Braidvoet. Braidvoet gets the steal, but then gives it right back. Dakota State comes back. Lindblad, Lindblad in the traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cassidy Braidvoet. Braidvoet with the two-point bucket, or pardon me, with the rebound on the two-point bucket attempt. Pass right side Cruz. Kim with the basketball in traffic. Reverses left side Newman. Newman with the basketball. Gives it up Angbers. Angbers with it. Angbers to Braidvoet. Braidvoet fouled on the play. Kelly Criddle whistled for the personal foul with 1:28 remaining. And Cassidy Braidvoet will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Braidvoet, trying to make it a three-point ball game. This one's up and down. So Braidvoet makes both free throws. She's got three, and the defenders are back to within seven, 60-53. 60-53, our score, 1:20 left to play. Third quarter. Dort College on defense, Dakota State basketball. Holstein, Holstein in traffic, shot no good. And she's going to be called for a push from behind on the rebound. And the Dort College defenders with a chance to cut into a lead that was at one time 10 points, I believe. Nope, the largest it was 9 at 60-51. ...60-53 currently. Dort College down seven. Chance to cut into the lead. Left side pass goes over to Cruz. Kim with it. Left wing. Kim looking down low. Goes to Palama instead. Under a minute to go in the third. Right side pass. Nothing there. They collapse on Abby Chapman. Swinging around over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz draws traffic. Gets it over to Palama. Palama floater from 10. No good, but she's fouled on the play. And Alyssa Palama will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Alyssa fouled on her shot attempt. 60-53 our score, 47 seconds remaining. It's team foul number four on Dakota State. First free throw is up and good for Alyssa Palama. Palama with 6 points. And another free throw on the way for Palama. Palama had 11 in the loss to Northwestern on Saturday. Second free throw is up and good for Palama, so Palama makes them both. She's 3-for-4 from the free throw line, and the defenders trail 60-55. 60-55, our score. Lindsay Vogel with it. Goes left side Little. Little had the hot hand earlier. She's got 17. She leads all players with 17. Left side pass by a shot by Vogel, no good. Offensive rebound, though, no good. And the putback attempt, rebound cleared, or steal by Dakota State, and then losing it on the way to the basket is Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. 60-55, our score. Dort College down five. So Dakota State will play defense as Dort College brings it up, and Dort College can hold for the final possession. And then they'll get the ball back at the start of the fourth quarter. Right side pass goes to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. 10 now. 9. 8. Chapman to Angbers. Angbers in the right corner. Back to Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Dumps it down low, and we've got a foul called. With 7/10 of a second left, Dort College will shoot two free throws. Foul's going to go on Dakota State's Kendra Lindblad. With less than a second remaining in the quarter. So Vredvoet will shoot two free throws. That's foul number five, so Dort College just gets to the free throw line here. Shooting the free throws will be Vredvoet with an opportunity to cut the lead down to three. She won't do it this time. First free throw is no good, so unless you get a tap in off of a miss, the lead's going to stay at least four. Vredvoet, 3 for 5 now from the free throw line. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Vredvoet, the sophomore from Michigan. This one's up and good. So Vredvoet makes 1 of 2, and the defenders trail 60-56. 60-56 our score. And Dakota State inbounding the basketball. They get it inbounded, and that's the end of the quarter. Our score, Dakota State 60, Dort College 56. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing Dakota State at halftime, 60-56. I should say trailing at the end of the third quarter, 60-56. The Dort College defenders outscored in the third quarter, 19-7. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball. Right side is Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. She goes left side over to Paloma. Paloma with the ball. Paloma gives it up right side, and they look down low. And the ball is tapped away by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Kim Cruz to toss it in. Kim inbounding the basketball. They get it into Paige Angbers. Angbers 15-footer right side, no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. I beg your pardon, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State with the ball. This is Kennedy Wagner. Wagner in between the circles out front. She passes left side over to Galbraith. Galbraith to Wagner. Wagner on the left wing. Wagner goes right side. Holstein. Holstein, three. Good. Courtney Holstein with the three-point basket. She's got 11. And the Dort College defenders trail 63-256, 9:15 left to go in regulation. Chapman with the basketball right side. Chapman looking underneath. Finds it left side over to Angbers. Angbers back to Chapman on the swing pass. Chapman with the spin move gets the two-point bucket to go as she flips it off of the backboard. And the Dort College defenders trail by 5, 63-258. Answering back, drive by Olson, no good. Right hand left side, rebound cleared by the defenders in Paloma. Paloma, left side, Chapman. Chapman, shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota State and Cherie Galbraith. Galbraith ahead to Olson. Olson on the left wing. Olson feeds it to Wagner. Wagner, shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz gets it away to Alyssa Paloma. AP will set it up. Paloma passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman left side to Paloma. Paloma hangs in the air. Her shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. They feed it underneath Little. Little shot no good as she shot it into the arms of Cassidy Vredvoet. Now it's saved in, and Dakota State will reset the offense. Pass goes right side over to Holstein. Holstein lets fly with another three, and she drills it. 14 for Holstein, and the defenders trail 66-58. Defenders have three timeouts remaining. Dort College down 8. They've trailed by as many as 9 tonight. Dort College led early in this one, led most of the first half. Shot no good by Vredvoet, but she is fouled on the play. And Cassidy will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So Cassidy Vreedvoet to shoot a pair. And free throws on the way for Vreedvoet. First free throw by Vreedvoet is good. And another free throw on the way for Vreedvoet. So Vreedvoet with 5 points by my count. A second free throw on the way by Vreedvoet is up. And that one's good. Vreedvoet with six. And the defenders trail by six, 66 to 60. So the defenders staying within striking distance. Right side pass over to Olson. Olson shakes left, goes right, and feeds it underneath. Ball is tipped out of bounds, intended for Madison Walford. Emily Newman's going to check into the ball game. Dakota State to throw the ball in. Lady Tees feed it underneath. This is Walford. Walford hook shot on the baseline, no good. And the rebound cleared out by Alyssa Paloma. Paloma goes over to Newman. Newman over the basketball. Newman back over right side. She comes back over to Paloma, and Paloma feeds it into Vreedvoet, and Vreedvoet is fouled on the play by Holstein. And with 7:04 left to play in the first half, I should say in the ballgame now, Dort College inbounding. This is Emily Newman. Newman throws it into Blunt. Blunt on the right side. Trying to find underneath to Vreedvoet. It's tipped and controlled by Dakota State. Lady Tees racing back the other way, and the bucket by Olson is good. She's got eight. Dort College trails 68-60. 6:45 and counting. Pass goes over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman goes left side. Paloma. Paloma, jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound cleared by Galbraith. Dort College needs a bucket. They didn't get it that time. Now Dakota State off and running, and a two-point bucket by Brianna Olson. It's a 10-point ball game. She's got 10 points. And Dakota State has opened up a 10-point advantage, 70-60, their largest margin of the contest. Pass goes underneath the Blunt. Blunt trapped underneath the hoop. Can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. Lady Tees with the basketball. Lady Tees, Holstein. Holstein over to Wagner. Wagner with it at the top of the key. Wagner comes back over to Walford. Walford, they go underneath to Wagner. Wagner puts it up with the right hand, good. Kennedy Wagner with a two-point bucket. She's got nine, and Dakota State has opened up a 72-60 advantage. And the Dort College defenders call the timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 72-60 our score. The Dort College defenders have been outscored 12-4 to start the fourth quarter of play. And the Dort College defenders trail by a dozen, and hoping Dort College has something left in them to make a run here. They've been outscored since halftime, 33-19, so they need to regroup, get a good possession here, and get a bucket. Paige Angbers to Cruz. Cruz back over to Paige. Dakota State in his own defense here. Left side pass comes over to Abby Chapman. Chapman on the wing, retreats a dribble, goes over to Holst. Holst to Cruz. Cruz, bucket, good. Three-point basket. Kim Cruz, her third of the ballgame. She's got nine. And the defenders get a good possession. They got the bucket that they wanted. Now they need a stop. Trailing by nine are the defenders. 5.5 left to go in regulation. Dakota State looking for their second win of the season. Dort College looking for their first of the season. Driving hoop by Brianna Olson. Olson with a dozen. And the Dort College defenders trail by 11, 74-63. So Dort College trades a 3 and a 2. Paige Angbers, 3, no good. Rebound tipped out long. Michael Holst loses her footing. Comes back up with it. Do the Dort College defenders. And the defenders will regroup. Chapman goes high post to Holst. Holst drops it off for Vreedvoet. Vreedvoet, bucket, good. Vreedvoet with 8 points, and the defenders trail by 9, 74-65. 74-65, our score. Pass left side, Olson for Dakota State. Lady Tees for the basketball. They'll use some time. Left side pass to Walford. Walford on the wing. Walford comes back over to Olson. Olson down to the baseline. Olson puts up the shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz will bring it up. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Dort College down nine. They need another bucket and a stop. 4:15 and counting. Ball game. Left side pass to Angbers. Angbers to Chapman. Chapman looking down low. They give it up to Hulst. Hulst shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota State and Madison Walford. Walford comes up with it. Walford feeds it ahead to Hansen. Jordan Hansen with the basketball. Hansen gives it off to Galbraith. Galbraith to Olson. Olson with the basketball. Now Sheree Galbraith driving right side. Shot no good. And with 3:40 remaining in regulation, Galbraith is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. That is foul number five on Dort College's Micah Hulst. So Micah Hulst fouls out of the contest with 7 points. And Galbraith will go to the free throw line to shoot two. This will be her seventh and eighth free throw shot today. First free throw is good. She's got 7 points. All of them from the free throw line except for 1 2-point field goal. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. So Galbraith makes both free throws. She's got 8. And the defenders trail by 11, 76-65. Left side Chapman, 3:30 and counting. Angbers into the corner, right side Cruz. Cruz, another three, good. Kim Cruz with the three-point bucket, her fourth of the ball game. 12 points for Cruz, all of them from the three-point line. And the Dort College defenders trail by 8, 76-68. Pass goes high post. Cassie Jones. Jones loses it. Now jump ball is going to be called. Alternating possession. It's Dakota State basketball. Dakota State will have the basketball. 76-68 the score. Right side with it is Walford. Walford on the elbow. Gives it off. Shot no good by Hansen. Rebound taken away by Dort College. And Vreedvoet. Vreedvoet gives to Cruz. Cruz up the floor with it. Cruz goes right side. Three on the way for Chapman. It's off the heel. Too strong. No good. Long rebound. Here comes Olson. Olson with the basketball. Olson driving in. Right hand. Good. Olson with 4 field goals here in the fourth quarter. 14 points for the ball game. And Dakota State has opened up a 10-point lead again at 78-68. Timeout on the floor. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. If the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. 2:41 remaining in this first game of the doubleheader. Still shaking some of the rust off. I don't believe I've successfully done it yet. Still a little rough around the edges, but by about mid-January, I'll be rounding into form. Dort College basketball, 2:35 remaining. Fourth quarter of play. Chapman with it down into the corner and loses the handle. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dort College has battled foul trouble most of this half. most of this contest, it seems. A lot of fouls early on in this one. Dakota State basketball leading by 10, 2:30 remaining. With it in the backcourt is Wagner. Wagner gets it up the floor to Holstein. Holstein back to Wagner, thought about the three, decides against it. Comes back out front to Courtney Holstein. Holstein goes left side over to Galbraith. Galbraith with the ball. Galbraith with it on the wing. Galbraith intended for Holstein. Holstein picks it up. She's trapped. Throws it. Gets it to Wagner. Wagner tries to feed it off to Walford, and Walford is fouled on the play. Foul is going to go on Angbers. So Page picks up the personal foul. And with 2:02 remaining in this contest, Dakota State will get a fresh 30 to work with. That's foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. So now it works against you. You're going to have to commit two more fouls, well, three more fouls actually, before Dakota State's in the bonus, and you might want to think about committing a foul here. Underneath, shot no good, but a foul on the play. Goes on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal with 1:55 remaining. Free throw situation for Olson. My reasoning there is this. You might want to commit two fouls just so you're simply at four, because with 1:55 remaining, you're going to have to play the foul game at some point. Dakota State can sit on it a little too long. First free throw by Olson is no good. Another one on the way for Olson. 78-68. Second free throw in and out. No good. Rebound cleared out by Robin Blunt. Blunt feeds it over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Left side it goes Blunt. Blunt drives in. Jump stop. Lays it up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Cherie Galbraith. And Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Robin Blunt will shoot a pair. She's got 8 points. And she's shooting for double figures here. 78-68, North College down 10. First free throw is up and good by Blunt. Blunt 1-for-2 on Saturday, now 1-for-1 on free throws. Newman, another free throw. And we're going to have a lane violation on Kim Cruz. She leaned in and gets called for the lane violation. No free throw there. North College trails 78-69. That was foul number four, by the way, on Galbraith. 1:37 and counting. Dakota State basketball in the backcourt, and North College trying to work the trap. Robin Blunt gets called for the personal foul with 1:34 remaining. And Dakota State with three timeouts left. Jeff Dittman thinking about using a timeout here, but he elects not to. Dakota State working up against the pressure defense applied by the defenders. Dribbling it up the right sideline is Brianna Olson. And Olson is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College. And that foul goes on Cruz with 1:30 remaining. 78-69 our score. First free throw no good by Brianna Olson. Dakota State unable to ice it here at the free throw line. Dort College still with three threes from a tie. They do have those capabilities. Obviously, you've got to have some things break your way. And now it's a 10-point ball game as Olson makes one of two. And the defenders trail 79-69. 79-69 the score. They dump it down low for Braidvoet. Braidvoet. They go back over to Chapman. Chapman to Braidvoet. Braidvoet in traffic. Her shot is good. Cassidy Braidvoet with 10 points. Dort College trails 79-71. 1:05 remaining. Dakota State basketball. Olson. Olson up the sideline. Trapped. Works out of the trap with a pass. Now collision. No call made. Here comes Dort College. Angbers hands it back over to Cruz. Dort College down eight. Blunt feeds it underneath Braidvoet. Braidvoet muscles it up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Cassidy Braidvoet will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And there's going to be a timeout on the floor charged to Dakota State. Timeout, Dakota State, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 69-71 our score, North College down 8. So the defenders trailing by 8 here in the fourth quarter. Emily Newman will be along the free throw lane along with Robin Blunt and Cassidy Vredebode. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Vredebode. 79-72 our score. So Vredebode makes one. She's got another one on the way. This one is up and good. So Vredebode makes them both. And the North College defenders trail 79-73, under a minute left to go in regulation. Inbounds pass to Courtney Holstein. Holstein with the basketball, comes back over to Wagner. Wagner is fouled near midcourt. And the foul called on North College and Kim Cruz with 47 seconds remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. So Wagner makes one of two. Wagner with 10 points, and the defenders trail 80-73. Three-pointer by the defenders. Now a travel violation called on Kennedy Wagner. Wagner had it, was headed up the floor, got tripped up. Thought she got fouled on the play, but instead it'll be North College inbounding the basketball. Kim Cruz throwing it in, North College down 7. Both teams have 2 timeouts remaining. Chapman driving with the right hand, layup good. Abby Chapman with a 2-point bucket. She's got 8, and the defenders trail 80-75 with 33.7 seconds remaining in this contest. It'll be Dakota State basketball when we resume play right after this. Dort College with a steal on the inbounds play. Now Kim Cruz unable to corral it, and it ends up out of bounds. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State inbounding with 28.4 seconds remaining. 28.4 seconds left to play in this contest. Dakota State gets the ball inbounded. 4 white shirts around Dakota State's Courtney Holstein. And Holstein is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 80-75, North College down by 5. And Dakota State with an opportunity to put themselves in a good position here with a pair of free throws. Courtney Holstein, first free throw is good. Shot clock is off, 15 points for Holstein, and Dort College trails 81-75. Second free throw is good as well, and that might do it. 82-75, Dort College will have to score and score quickly and get the ball back. They need some breaks. Robin Blunt with it, top of the key, comes over to Angbers. Angbers on the left wing. Angbers picks up her dribble, looks for Kim Cruz. Cruz to Vredebode. Vredebode comes to Blunt. Blunt in traffic. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Back over to Cruz. 4 seconds left. Her shot no good. And that's going to be the ball game. 1.7 seconds remaining. Foul on the play called on Dort College's Abby Chapman. So with 1.7 seconds left, Dort College is going to fall short. 82-75 currently. First free throw is up and good for Holstein. Holstein with another one on the way. I've got her for 17 points now. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. Holstein makes them both. And the defenders trail 84-75. And that's the ball game. Our final score, Dakota State 84, Dort College 75. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 84-75, our final. The Dakota State Lady Tees defeat the Dort College Defenders by 9. Dort College led most of the first quarter. They led 25-19 at the quarter break and were up 41-39 at the end of the half after a three-point basket by Paige Angbers hit the bottom of the net from just inside the half-court stripe. Dort College led 41-39. Actually, Angbers hit that at the end of the first quarter to put Dort College up 6, and then Dort College led 41-39 at the half. Third quarter is where this changed. Dakota State outscored Dort College 21-15 to take a four-point lead at 60-56. Built the lead to double digits at 70-60. Dort College never got closer than 5, and that came in the waning moments when they really didn't have a great chance. And Dort College ends up losing by a final score of 84-75. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. I have not had much of a chance to review the stats at the moment. Some of the high points, just quickly scanning. Dakota State's 27 of 66 shooting, 7 of 15 from the three-point line. That's too high. Free throws, Dakota State 23 of 33 from the free throw line. Probably a few more trips to the free throw line than you would like. For Dort College, 20 of 29, that's a decent free throw shooting percentage. 3 points, Dort College 9 for 24, and Dort College 23 of 58 from the field as a whole. Dort College out rebounded tonight, 44-39. Coach Katie DeWitt Severson joins me, and Coach, as I glance at the stats, there's no one thing that jumps out at me. But overall, just three or four areas where Dakota State had enough of an advantage to build up a nine-point win.
Yeah, one thing I think they really did was expose our depth. We don't have a lot of depth right now, and they used their physicality to get us in foul trouble. They have some guards that are really good at posting up and getting to the free throw line, and that hurt us early. They shot the ball better than we expected them to overall last year, and so far this year they haven't been an outstanding shooting team. So the goal was to make them beat us from the three-point line, and they really did. When we had to go to that zone in the third quarter because of our foul trouble, that really hurt us. We haven't practiced that in practice at all, but we didn't really have much of a choice at that point just to keep ourselves in the game at all.
You felt like your hands were tied, I would imagine, in the second half because you had to start with Michael Holst on the bench with three personal fouls. You had to play a lineup probably that you aren't as comfortable with for an extended period of time.
Shady Yeager hasn't even had a full practice in since returning from a sprained ankle. And the other option was starting with a freshman post player who hasn't had a lot of experience either. And even though Bree has improved tremendously, asking her to start the second half of a game that she hadn't even played in would have been a big task for her. Shay, I thought, did a good job considering she hadn't had a practice in, but you're right, we just weren't comfortable with Cassidy and Micah on the bench to start the second half.
Paige Angbers got some open looks. Those looks became tougher to come by as the game went along and Dakota State identified her.
Yes, they did. I think it looks like she finished 5 for 10 again, so she is 10 for 20 on the season, and that's going to be a glaring stat for people. Paige worked really hard this summer, though, and I really think she's got more of a variety to her game, and I think we'll see that as the year goes on. There are a lot of positives to build off of. I think 75 points again is a nice thing to have, but you just can't give up 86 and win or 84 and win.
After the game on Saturday, what did you want to see in terms of improvement between Saturday and tonight?
I wanted to see an improved defensive mindset, but I don't think we really had that. I actually thought we were okay. We knew we would struggle with their physicalness in their guard spots, and we did okay. Kelsey Little came out, and she basically destroyed us in the first half. But I did think our girls fought harder today than they did on Saturday. I think this was a much better team than we played last Saturday, even though Northwestern is an incredibly solid Division III team. So there were some positives, but I would just like to see us have more of a defensive mindset.
Moving forward, you've got tomorrow and Thursday, and then I don't know how you want to treat Friday with a game late in the day, but you've got a couple of days for practice to prepare for two more games this weekend, and I would say probably similar opponents to what we saw this evening in Dakota State.
Yes, we will. We'll work really hard. We've already been doing our scout for Northwest and for Graceland. Graceland's got a new coach and only really 3 returning players, so we don't know what to expect from them. They play a non-scoutable game against Northwest Missouri State. And then Northwest will be able to see against Morningside on Thursday night. That'll be their first game of the season, and that's really all we'll get to see of these teams before we play them. So not much to know what to expect, so all we can really do is work on us and work on getting better, especially on the defensive end.
Coach DeWitt-Severson, I'll look forward to seeing what progress you can make over the next couple of days, and go get them in practice the next couple of days.
Thank you.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson talking about today's contest. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender women's basketball team finds themselves on the short end of a 74-85 contest. We'll get you those statistics in just a moment. Working through some of those already. And here we go. Dort College trailed at the end of the first half, 41-39, and got outscored in the second half, 45-33. Dort College for the ball game, 23 of 58 from the floor for 40%, 9 for 24 on threes, 37.5%, 20 of 29 on free throws, 69%. For Dakota State, 27 of 66 from the floor, 40.9%. 7 of 15 from the three-point line, 46.7%. And 23 for 33 from the free throw line for 70%. Dort College out-rebounded, 44-39. Turnovers, Dort College 22, Dakota State 18. The defenders were led in scoring by Kim Cruz and Cassidy Bredevoet with 12 points each, and Paige Angbers had 15 as she went 5 of 10 from the three-point line. Abby Chapman, 8 points, 7 for Alyssa Paloma, 7 for Micah Hulse. 9 by Robin Blunt, and 3 for Shady Yeager. For Dakota State, 18 points for Courtney Holstein, 15 for Brianna Olson, 10 for Madison Walford, 10 for Kennedy Wagner, 17 by Kelsey Little, 8 for Cherie Galbraith, 1 for Kendra Lindblad, 3 by Lindsey Vogel, 2 by Jordan Hansen, for their total of 84 points. Dort College was led in rebounding by Abby Chapman and Micah Hulst with 7 rebounds each. Cassidy Bredevoet had 5. Kim Cruz had 5. Paige Angbers had 5. Assists, Abby Chapman had 4, 3 each for Kim Cruz, Micah Hulst, and Cassidy Bredevoet. 3 steals for Alyssa Paloma and 2 steals for Robin Blunt. Dakota State, Brianna Olson had 4 steals. Madison Walford had 2. Cherie Galbraith had 14 rebounds in this contest. That's going to do it for our women's broadcast. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a check of the men's starters for today's contest. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.